Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the
radio. 30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back, friends. It's hour two of In This League on the Sports Grid on the Mightier 1090. What's up, San Diego? What's up, everybody all around the world? I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. Thank you guys for tuning in to a brand new year edition of In This League, the first show of the year. And Bogman says I just jinxed myself. Everybody.
You did.
Okay, so on the break, sitting there talking, and we had some health scares, but you know, we call it health scares now because of coronavirus. A human being gets sick in your household, you're like, coronavirus.
Yeah. We're all dead.
So there was one part of the family who was sick, tested, nothing, all good. I got tested, good. Then the kids got sick, and we found out, like, oh yeah, there's like regular colds that also happen nowadays. And there, you know, that actually is a thing. You could just get a normal cold because everybody tested negative for it.
Yeah. And colds and flus did not go away just because coronavirus is around.
Yeah, you just assume everything is that. But I was saying during the break, I was going, yeah, it's really crazy. You know, it's like so-and-so got sick. The kids got sick. My wife got kind of sick. And I'm like, I didn't get anything. And Bogman goes,
what are you doing?
All the wood that you have. And I go, oh, crap, you're right. I'm playing with a little bit of fire. Like, I felt like it might have been getting there, but I don't know. I think I'm too strong for sickness right now, Bogman. I'm too strong. I'm too healthy, Lois.
I've been
working out, taking my vitamins. I'm like Hulk Hogan. I'm like, taking my vitamins, brother. And I just, none of it's happening.
Too healthy, Lois. Doctor says I'm too healthy. No, I mean, we even have Dr. Pepper commercials about this. Like, oh, this guy's automatic. He can't miss. And then he misses. And then that guy has to go to Dr. Pepper jail or whatever from that commercial. Remember? So, yeah, Brian Bosworth is like he's the sheriff of the Dr. Pepper town. Those commercials are pretty damn funny. But, yeah, I mean, they have the what do you think? I hold some special power because I said he can't miss. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Don't say that stuff.
And I get a little superstition-y like that, too. Like, I've been getting hurt a lot over the last couple of months, falling when I hike and doing all that type of stuff. But I relatively alluded, I might be too strong. We'll find out. We'll see what the new year is. Is Welsh too strong for the common cold? It might be true.
When this show is me and Bubba for 3 hours next week, you guys know exactly what happened.
More to come. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, it's DFS time. It's picks. It's everything for the final week of the NFL, the regular season, right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Someplace warm, a place where the beer flows like wine, where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That is where you can have direct access to that Mr. Bogman, to this Mr. Welsh. You can have access to us. You can join us in group me rooms with our listeners. You can have what we would say is so much fun. You can listen to the comedy secret shows you can't get anywhere else. And you can have access to all the crazy stuff we do, like the mock drafts, which are creating an ADP and they're only listener based. All the ranks, all the stuff is available right now. Patreon.com/ITL Army. And it is the best and greatest time to check it out. Because it is not just the beginning of a new year, but it's the beginning of a new month. So you have an entire month ahead of you. And there's a bunch of cool stuff going down on Patreon with us this month, like the new baseball ranks, prospect ranks, drafts, all that type of stuff. So check it out, patreon.com/ITL Army. Do it today, friends. And we would be very, very grateful. Bogman, week 16. I know this isn't a perfect science, but did we ever determine, like, you were up 2, if I recall, going into week 16 and
something.
Yeah, I had to win. Like if I lost week 16 over, you won the entire thing. Well, we did say we were going to go into the playoffs. So if we were going into the playoffs, then I suppose that would kind of change it. But for the regular season standpoint, I can't go in to week 17 or the playoffs down 3 straight. So this was a crucial, crucial week for DFS. And I didn't.
I didn't look at it. I thought you were setting this
thought I won, actually. I don't know what I was looking at. I thought I had won, and I just looked, and I lost by 4 points.
Because I was like, hey, my bear stack played really well this week.
Now, to be fair, though, Bogman, we did not get a replacement for Rashard Higgins, and Rashard Higgins was out with COVID, so I'm not sure if it counts.
I don't think it should. Okay. I mean, the COVID stuff is ridiculous. And I
had a pretty strong lineup, dude. I'd lost you by 4 points with Higgins out with COVID, scored 23 points with McKissick. Calvin Ridley was solid. I didn't have any amazing stuff. My running backs were average. I had Matt Ryan. You were incredible. Your bear stack is the only thing that was really great for you. You were single digits on a lot of other fronts. Eckler and Chubb were okay, but your bear stack was amazing. So I guess it's null and void. So I set myself up thinking I won. I didn't, but it's got to be null and void because of Higgins. So we go into week 17 with Bogman having a 2 DFS game lead. And then we go into the playoffs and we try to do this bad boy. So, okay performances we both had this past week.
We got to go to Ollie soon, too. We both got gift cards for Decker.
I got it right over here. Got it right up here. We got some Ollie Garden gift cards. I'll have to do it as like a, see, there you go on the camera right there. Boom. We got Ollie Garden gift cards. This is probably just perfect for us, too. I got a goal weight. So this would be perfect chance. Like, not like
get to the goal weight and then we go. And
demolish it. I do have a weight. I'm like the current goal, the main one. And when I hit that, it's a perfect time because then we can reset the clock. I can eat a whole bunch of horrible stuff and that'll kind of fire up that metabolism.
Can we get there by my birthday? Can we do that by then or is that pushing?
I'm going to have to not eat those chili candies that I just had a second ago. I mean, it's possible. We're talking like, it's like 12 pounds.
My birthday's too close,
it's like 2 weeks away.
That's almost a pound a day, so we're good.
No, I mean, like I could do like a wrestler. I like get some garbage bags around and
What wrestlers when they do that, usually they're like 24 also. They're not 37, they're close to 40. So let's not do
well,
that.
Maybe I'll make an exception for it if I can get there is another goal where if I were to lose like 5 more, it would be a significant number. So
okay,
get to that. We'll
let's do that. Yeah. You can do that by my birthday, I'm sure. So.
Yeah.
And then we'll go have Ollie for my birthday.
Yeah, in a pandemic, that sounds like a fantastic idea. Let's go to a restaurant. But I think
wear masks. We'll be fine.
One third the capacity, I think they're at anyway.
How about it'd be even more funny is if we went and got it and then drove to that park.
Oh yeah, the park where we filmed the infamous Deckard Ball stuff. Yeah, that would be a homeless park or whatever it was. That was a sketch.
Yeah, just have that guy bring us some breadsticks in a shopping cart. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that would be really, really sanitary and clean. We have got about 5 minutes before we hit a break, Bogman, and we got to get to some DFS. So let's get the Bogman Week 17 lineup locked and loaded.
Well, I've been on a streak of going cheap at the quarterback, and that is going to end today. We're not doing that anymore. We're going to go with Lamar Jackson against the Bengals. Ravens need to win this game, so they are going to just keep the foot on the gas because the Bengals have been dangerous, won two games in a row right now. Of their 50% of their wins have come in the last 2 weeks, so they're going to keep their foot on the gas, and Lamar Jackson is going to be obviously the biggest part of that, so he is my starting quarterback at 9,000. I went super expensive for Tennessee as well, Derrick Henry. They are playing against the 32nd rush defense in the league in the Texans. They need to win this game to stay to win the division. And Derrick Henry is 223 yards away from 2,000, Welsh. So it probably is not going to happen. But against Houston and how bad they've been against the run and them needing to win this game, it is a possibility. So I think they're going to let Derrick Henry run and carry them into the playoffs. After, Buffalo has wrapped up the division, they don't really need to win this game. Miami does need to win this game to hold on to their playoff spot because the Colts are nipping at their heels. Miles Gaskin was great this week, and let's put him in there at 6,700. I think he's a great buy against Buffalo, who is still not great against the run. We saw Sonny Michel rip off some big runs on Monday Night Football. My wide receivers, look, I'm pouring it on with this Tennessee stack. Give me A.J. Brown against these Texans that have folded up shop and gone home. So I'm going to go with them as well. The Colts have to win this game against Jacksonville. We just saw what Chicago did against Jacksonville in a must-win game. I think the Colts are going to do the same thing. Give me T.Y. Hilton at 6,300. The Bears are playing for their playoff life. It's against Green Bay. It's not the greatest matchup here, but Green Bay doesn't necessarily – I mean, they need to win, but I think they'll win going away. Chicago's going to have to try to keep pace. So give me Darnell Mooney at 5,100 as a cheap option. And also at tight end, Jimmy Graham. So a little mini Chicago stack here for me at 5,400, but mainly because they're cheap. Look, I know Jerry Jeudy. Say that again.
Your favorite team. You're a closet Bears fan.
Apparently I'm a closet Bears fan this year. And then my flex, I'm going to go 5,100 again. Look, I know Jerry Jeudy dropped literally five passes last week. But I think we're missing what he had, 15 targets last week. So Jerry Jeudy at 5,100 against Vegas is a good buy. And my defense, the Welsh, is going to surprise you because this team is on a two-game winning streak. Give me the New York Football Jets on the road against the Pats. They are 3,500. They're very cheap. Cam Newton is the worst. They went to Jared Stidham. They can't get anything done in New England on offense at all. So give me the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. So one more quick time. Rolling through that here. It's going to be Lamar, Derrick Henry, Gaskin, A.J. Brown, Hilton, Mooney, Jimmy Graham, Jerry Jeudy, and the New York Jets as my FanDuel lineup.
Now, the positive is we only have two crossovers into this match, I think. We had another one. We had I took T.Y. Hilton out when we briefly talked about one player. Actually, you know what? Now that I'm looking, we only have one. We actually have only one crossover. Hilton would have been the second one.
I thought you were going to go the other way. After I'm looking, we actually have four. So
yeah, we have four. Well, I mean, I took Hilton out. I readjusted the lineup, and there's only going to be one crossover. And I'll tell you right now, because we're going to go to the break, and then on the other side, I'll tell you the lineup. The crossover is an obvious Derrick Henry. And I'm kind of with you. I was very tempted and almost went with a similar Tennessee type of stack of just going A.J. Brown. And I think my lineup has some of the same thing where I avoided the studly players that have nothing to play for, and you want to hone in on players that have a lot to play for, even if the matchup might be a little bit questionable. So when we come back from break, I will give you my DFS lineup, and we will be digging into our week 17 picks. So don't go anywhere. More on this league coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Talk about www.com, man. You made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
If you love you some In This League, guess what? We got some pretty awesome apparel that you can get at our store. I want to give you the crazy link. It's like myteespring.itl.co or whatever. Just type in Teespring ITL store. It's usually the first or second link that comes up there, and you can check out all of the ITL merch. We've got the brand new logo, our brand new colored up sign ITL logo, which you can get in sign only or the podcast art in hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, all that. We got mugs, and we got a bunch of the other fun stuff like Boggs Jr. We've got the Fat Lance and a whole bunch of Prospects Assemble, which is one of my favorite things we've ever had. So go and check it out today. Pick up your ITL swag, little shirt, little hoodie, little business. Bogman's got to pick that up here coming up here in the new year, right?
That's right.
First thing, what's the number one thing you want to pick up?
Yeah, the logo shirt, the baseball one.
You want the baseball logo with the whole background, or do you just want the sign?
I want the baseball one, and I could replace this too for my birthday. Maybe
I think that's a good idea. I think that'd be a nice big old fat head changeup. I think I dig it. So go and check it out. Teespring ITL store today. Get your stuff. All right. So DFS lineup. Bogman gave his. We have one crossover, and it is the most expensive player for both of us at 10,200. I took a little bit of a different path here. You went expensive quarterback. I went on the opposite end, the real opposite end, and I'm picking on a really bad defense with not a fantastic quarterback, but this quarterback was just given one of the best weapons in the NFL back, going with CJ Beathard. I'm going with Beathard. And it's only 6,600 up against Seattle in San Francisco, which is technically in Arizona. And Seattle has had their struggles. They've got Kittle back. They don't have Ayuk, which could be a little bit of a problem, but we saw what Richie James has done before, and they're going to pass the ball with Jeffrey Wilson Jr. It's a super, super cheap play against a bad defense, and that's why I'm going in that respect. Now, I'm able to pay up and play up in a lot of other spots, and I did it at running back, not only with Derrick Henry, but number two, I took Jonathan Taylor versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. And
that's a good one.
The Colts were someone I contemplated stacking. I kind of wanted to go Rivers, Hilton, and Taylor in this one because obviously they're playing for their life here. And Jonathan Taylor versus Jacksonville with Derrick Henry is a big old stack. At wide receiver, I've got two big dogs, Allen Robinson, who has not a great matchup, but the Bears are playing for absolutely everything, and they're going to be slinging it the entire game. That's who I thought when you started talking about Chicago. I thought you were going to go him, but you went Mooney. And then I've got Justin Jefferson, who's going up against the best possible matchup in Detroit this coming week. And I went super, super cheap, like at quarterback with my wide receiver, because Cooper Kupp on the COVID list, I know their quarterback is but I'm picking up Van Jefferson because, you know, Rams are still playing for something in Arizona, and Van should see a bigger role. At tight end, I've got Drew Sample, who is 4,600 against Baltimore. I've got Nelson Aguilar, who's 5,800 for my flex up against Denver. Aguilar is always money. And I'm taking the Cleveland Browns defense versus your Pittsburgh Steelers because it's Mason Rudolph, and we're probably just waiting on the rest of the guys that aren't going to play in this game because they're not playing for too much. So lineup now, again.
Give it to me one more time. And then the I know this isn't Toph's lineup because I watched you put this together.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm not to be trusted. I've got Beathard, Taylor, Henry, Jefferson, Allen Robinson, Van Jefferson, Drew Sample, Aguilar, and the Cleveland Browns defense.
So this is the Jefferson stack. You got Van and Justin in there.
All Jeffersons. Exactly.
All Jeffersons. I tried to avoid, for the most part. I only have two. Just look for me real quick. I tried to avoid the games that don't have any playoff implications at all. Now, I do have, you know, Jerry Jeudy in the Denver versus Chargers game. And then I have the Jets defense against the Patriots. But every other player I have in my lineup has some potential to be playing for something. So you had how many non-playoff guys do you have?
Well, I mean, the 49ers, I got Beathard.
Okay.
Because they've been eliminated. Yeah, they've been eliminated.
Yeah, they're eliminated.
The Minnesota?
Yeah, yeah. Justin Jefferson. Yeah,
because Cincinnati. Oh, what about Vegas?
They're out too. So
yeah, so I've got four guys. I've got Aguilar, Sample, Jefferson, and Beathard with Taylor, Henry, Robinson, Van Jefferson, and Cleveland all in playoff spots.
Yeah, I might be overstating that too, because like, look, these are still NFL teams. So if you're in between the lines, you're going to give it everything you have. That there's, you know, that there's not a lot of give up on the field when it happens. But yeah, I mean, I did try to avoid those guys just in case, you know, like, because if Justin Jefferson hurts his little fingy, you know, he has a little finger injury or anything. Yeah. Go to the sideline in the last game of the year. No need for you to be out there. Stuff like that. So just trying to avoid guys absolutely not playing through anything. But, you know, I still have it with Jeudy and the Jets' entire defense. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, you know, we're doing this a little bit early. My lineup would probably look a little bit different if we were doing this a little bit later in the week. Just to be honest.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Like Fitzpatrick is someone, like if Fitzpatrick was locked in, I would immediately throw him in my lineup. He probably would be, if they were to go that direction, that would be someone I'd probably want to have. And he's only 200.
Because he's got the greatest no-look pass in the history of the NFL.
Damn right. You're damn right. I would probably go him if he were to get the start. So, you know, there's some other things here. So this is like an early week lineup. But there you go. That'll be the Week 17 DFS lineup, which now takes us to the Week 17 picks. Let's go take a look at how last week went. Would you look at that, Bogman? Would you look at that? Now, I knew I was having a good week when some of the results were coming in. I was bad on over-under, but I was as bad as you were. We were both not great. We are 4-10 on the over-under. It was not pretty, but I knew I was having some picks, especially like, you know, the one that stood out to me was when like Kansas City was just losing the game and Atlanta was covering it. And San Francisco. I was like, those are two I got. 11-3. Your boy Welsh coming through back over 500 on the against the spread. I am 111-108, so I'm only three games over, but 11-3 this week. Bogman over had a pretty good over. What's that?
Over is over, so we'll take it.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, exactly. I was 11-3. Bogman was 8-6, and Bubba was 9-5. We were all fantastic against the spread this week. Over-unders, Bubba was actually fine. He was 500. We struggled. But against the spreads, ITL had it going on, and oh my God, Bogman, do my eyes see this correctly?
Well, you hit the parlay. You did the three team. You had Chicago.
That's
had
a big Atlanta deal. Plus,
and you have Pittsburgh and Indy over. It is. It's a huge deal.
First one I hit. I hit my damn parlay this week.
And I technically got, because I took the Cleveland game out of here because, you know, we recorded early last week as we are this week because of the holidays. And we didn't know about the Browns, you know, wide receiver COVID situation. So I did take the Browns game just off of it because we all would have switched our bets, and I had the Browns in as my parlay. So if we take that out, I would have hit my two. I don't know what I would have switched to.
You had the Browns as your ITL parlay also, right?
Not as my ITL parlay. I had Chicago -7.5. So I got
that. Hit the ITL parlay.
Yeah. Because Bubba had Green Bay -3.
Was
he did. Yep, that was
it. You're burying the leads here. We hit the ITL parlay. Are you just underplaying it? I hit the damn parlay, which is huge, and we hit the ITL parlay this week. That's big.
Well, I mean, let me just remind you, you're leading the ship. So I mean, you're the one steering this in here.
You're like, you hit the parlay, and then I didn't say.
I said that's huge. That's good. You hit the parlay. I was disappointed that I didn't get a chance to because of the stupid Cleveland game. I got my other two games, but because
I wonder where you would have gone. I wonder where you would have gone.
That's honestly, I probably would have taken the Colts, so I probably would have lost it. So I was pretty dejected about the Steelers' possibilities. So we'll just say I probably would have lost it.
Yeah. So, but fantastic run. This was the week. Finally, I mean, my against the spread and hit the parlay. That is a bing bang for me. And we hit the ITL one. And Bogman was 8-6. You are aggressively over 500 against the spread. Bogman 122-97 this year. So, I mean, I guess it's been, if you just listen to Bogman and I against the spread, we would be, I mean, how many we'd be 28 games over 500 between the two of us.
Yeah. It's been a good year, and it's funny because last year I was better on the over-unders, so it's just weird the way it works out, but I bet next year we really crush it, and, you know, we're not going to have weird COVID nonsense and all that stuff, hopefully, next year. So, this is the first 2 years we've kept track of this all the way through the season, and we're getting better as the years go along, so I expect 2021 to be even better.
I'm very excited about that parlay hit. Let's try to stack it up here. We'll get one game in before the break, and then we're going to have to jam in all the Sunday games. But let's get one little taster in here from week 17, Bogman. Tampa at Atlanta. Tampa's a 6.5-point favorite. 50.5 is your line.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tampa Bay. I know Atlanta's been playing hard recently, but this is a tune-up game for the playoffs. I'm excited about what Tom Brady's going to do. Ronald Jones is back this week, up off the COVID list. So the offense should be clicking on all cylinders. They looked great last week. This is Tampa Bay and the over for me.
I'm going to go over as well because that's what this game just smells of and spells out. But I think this is also something Atlanta can play into again. I don't know if Tampa needs to go further into the game, whether they're up or down. They can sit their guys. I don't see Brady playing the whole game. What is it that they're playing for? You know, they're already locked into the playoffs. So I'm not sure Brady plays this one out. I'm not sure they want Ronald Jones to go nuts on this. I think the wide receivers, especially Mike Evans, comes out a little bit early. This is probably a big Antonio Brown game now that I'm thinking about it. Should have played him. But I'd like Atlanta. I'd like Atlanta on the 6.5 points. And I like the over just because I think there could be some early scoring early on between the both teams. And I think Atlanta actually runs away with it. So I'll have to go over and Atlanta. That's your first one in. When we come back, we have a cavalcade of games. So strap in week 17 picks right here on ITL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Berries. I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
Welcome back, friends. It's In This League. You can find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. Talking nothing but some week 17 foosball. Fantastic pick week for us last week. Bogman and I think I was 11-3. You were 8-6. Good stuff. We are digging into that for week 17, the final regular season one. And this is a crazy week because you're going to have teams that are going to give up in the second half, not play their starters. It's just craziness that happens. Why we never want to play championships into week 17. DFS, a completely different story. Maybe you can take advantage of some of this, or you can play some of these lines. Picking up second game, Baltimore at Cincinnati. Baltimore is a 11.5-point favorite. 44.5 is the line, Boggs.
Yeah, in this one, it's Baltimore. Baltimore, I know Cincy has been sneaky, and they beat Houston, and they beat a bad Pittsburgh team. Baltimore is playing for the playoff life. They have to win this game to get in. Baltimore should roll right over the Bengals. Give me Baltimore. Give me the over.
I think Cincy's going to play tough again. I really think they're going to play tough again. 11.5 is a really big line. And Baltimore has been overall this entire season. Not saying they're not going to win, but they can win this game by 10 and Cincinnati still
covered. They've turned it on recently, though, the Ravens have.
No, they have. I mean, they've been a little bit better. Lamar has been better. Their running game has been more efficient. Their passing game is still majorly in question. But I think Cincinnati has found a little bit of a rhythm, and I like a week 17 cover on Cincinnati's side. I'm going to go Cincinnati. I'm going to take the over. Dallas at the Giants. This is a huge, huge game. Dallas versus the Giants. Dallas is a 3-point favorite. 44.5 is the line.
I'm going to take the over again. Dallas has been clicking on all cylinders. The Giants are kind of going the opposite way right now. Daniel Jones just still doesn't look all the way back healthy. So give me Dallas. Give me the over.
I'm going to go with you, Dallas, in the over as well. I don't think a Giants team is where it's at. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, Bogman. I have a massive difficult time with this next game. Miami at Buffalo. Buffalo is a 1-point favorite. The line is off right now. And this
We're recording, we haven't heard if Buffalo plans to rest starters or if they're going to roll starters. But I can't imagine that.
And that's why I can't pick this game, because if Josh Allen is playing, I just don't know how long does he play. What is Buffalo playing for? I don't have
reserve the right to change our bet on this game. So if for whatever reason you would like to DM us or shoot us a tweet or whatever to ask us what we're doing with this game, you know, come more reports later in the week. We reserve the right to change our pick on this game. For this one though, Miami needs to win to get in. Buffalo's already locked all their stuff up. They can't get the number one seed. So I'm going to go Miami. And I'm going to go with the, or there is no line. So just Miami.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on Miami just simply because of the state that we're in right now. I think if they were going to play all the normal guys, I might feel a little bit different about it. But Miami, it's a big play-in game. Next one up, Minnesota at Detroit. Minnesota is a 6.5-point favorite, 54.5. 54.5 is the line.
That line is way too high. I mean, is Stafford even going to play? He's been so banged up. Are they going to even throw him out there? This is Minnesota in an easy win, but I'm going to take them and I'm going to take the under.
Also taking Minnesota, also taking the under. That's why I like Justin Jefferson in here. I don't like Detroit in any capacity. And I just don't feel like this is a game where all the points are going to be scored in general. I think they're going to have a second half lull. So it could be Minnesota in the under. Next up, this is a game, man. The Jets at the Patriots. Patriots are a 3-point favorite. 40 is the line. I have zero faith in New England. Cam Newton, it's so utterly bad. It's embarrassing. The Jets are actually playing some good football, contrary to their fans. Boggs, I'm taking the Jets on the road. I'm going to take the under because I don't see a lot of points scored. This feels like a 17-13 type of game, but I'm going to take the New York Jets.
Yeah, same. I'm going to take the Jets too. I'm with you. New England cannot score at all right now, so I'm going to take the under on this game as well. And it doesn't matter as far as pick position. The Jets are locked into number two regardless of what happens in this game. So give me the Jets. Give me the under.
Cleveland is hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cleveland is a 10-point favorite. Line is 42. There's no Ben Roethlisberger. It's Mason Rudolph. Probably not going to see some of the running backs as well. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, this is Cleveland. They're trying to get into the playoffs. Winning they're in. And it's not, you know, with Roethlisberger resting, it's not going to just be Roethlisberger. I bet we see no Deontay in this game. I bet Juju takes a week off. I bet TJ Watt takes a day off. I bet Minka and Cam Hayward take the day off as well. It's going to be mainly backups for Pittsburgh in this game, specifically because they might be playing Cleveland next week as well in the playoffs. So they're going to show them nothing. It's going to be a real basic, slim down playbook. Give me Cleveland. Give me the under.
All right. Did I say I'm going Cleveland as well on this one? I don't feel good about where Pittsburgh is lying right now with that offense. I think it's going to be a little of a laydown here. 10 points is a lot. But like you said, Cleveland, they're playing for everything. They've got to have this game. They can't keep lulling out here. They're going to have the receivers back. They're going to be aggressive. I'm taking Cleveland. I'm going to take the over because it's such a small line. I think Pittsburgh might be able to do a little bit, but I wouldn't be surprised if Cleveland put up 30 in this game. Not that Pittsburgh wants to allow it, but it's just Pittsburgh is going to be doing some wrestling on defense as well. So I'm going to go Cleveland in the over. Tennessee at Houston. Tennessee is a 7.5-point favorite. 56 is the line.
Yeah, I struggle on the over-under in this game. I'm going to take the under just because I think 56 is too many points. And I think Tennessee is just going to run the ball right down Houston's throat. So this should be a very fast game with Tennessee winning this one, going away. Got to win to clinch the division here for them. So give me Tennessee. Give me the under. But I'm way more confident in Tennessee just rolling right over Houston than I am the over-under. So Tennessee,
I agree with you. Tennessee might be one I have to put on a parlay this week. I love the 7.5. Tennessee is going to put it to them. Houston, a little embarrassing just in general, but the over is such a huge line. I don't feel comfortable with it. That's why I'm going to take the under. Arizona at the Rams. The Rams are currently a 1-point favorite, and the line is off, Boggs. Why is the line off? Because
the line is off. Well, yeah, but we don't know about Murray. Murray is questionable to play this game. So it could be Wolford versus Sylvester or whatever the backup quarterback's name is for the Cardinals at this point. But I'm going to take Arizona. You know, with no Goff and just the way the Rams are ending the season is unbelievably disappointing. This is a playoff game. Whoever wins this game gets in. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Both these teams seem to be backing in, but the Rams just lost to the Jets and then the Seahawks, and they only put up 9 points on Seattle's defense. I don't know. It's been ugly for them. So give me the Cardinals.
I am also Cardinals with you. I'm going to go team Cardinals, no line, take that. I like Arizona pretty aggressively over the Rams right now, though I think this game could get messy and you know, you're going to have a lot of back-end players. Might not be the worst week to play guys like Andy Isabella and Van Jefferson, like I said before. This is a big one. Green Bay at Chicago. Green Bay is a 5.5-point favorite. Line is 52. Absolute monster. But two things are in play here. Green Bay and what they've got in the playoffs already, and Chicago has to win to get in. Now, Green Bay would probably love to knock out Chicago. Division rival, going to play it hard. But
what
there's going
to clinch the bye with a win here.
Okay, so I mean, that's another good point. I mean, that's a very, very significant play in here. There is a chance Green Bay can lay this down if things get wonky. They're not going to want to screw up with too many things here. It's a 5.5 line in Chicago. Pugs, I'm going to go Chicago. I'm going to take Chicago in this one. I'm going to take the over as well because I think there's some points can be scored. And if we're hitting the over, I think it is because Chicago is covering that line and they are going to tooth and nail this game where you want the bye and everything like that. But there can be a point, like I said, where Green Bay can just kind of lay over for this and take their playoff run and still have that bye, by the way. So I'm going to go with Chicago -5.5 and the over.
I think this is too big a test. I mean, we saw, I think Tennessee is probably a better team than Chicago overall. And we just saw Green Bay take Tennessee to task on Sunday Night Football this week.
Boy,
so I'm going to take Green Bay in this game. I love what Chicago's doing. And I think they've done enough to save Matt Nagy's job. He's not going anywhere. And Mitchell Trubisky is their quarterback for next year. And I don't think they're going to take one in the first round, Chicago. So I think this is going to be, they've done enough already. So even if they lose this game, I don't think a lot hinges on it for them. You know, they're probably one and done in the playoffs anyway this year. So give me Green Bay. Give me the over.
Jacksonville at Indy. Indy is a 14-point favorite. The line is 50. I am easy Indianapolis on this one. And I'm tempted to take the under because I don't know what Jacksonville can do at all. I know what I'm switching this up. I'm going under. I'm going to go with my guy. I'm going to take the under because I'm not sure this is anything more than a 35-0 game.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be an ass kicking, and there's no other way to say it. I'm probably going to take them in my ITL parlay here, the Colts, because they are going to blow out the Jags for sure. But I'm going to go with the over. I think the Colts put up most of the 50. So give me 10 points from the Jags and they get this done on the over. So give me the Colts, give me the over.
All right, next game up here, the Las Vegas Raiders going to Denver. Las Vegas is a 2.5-point favorite. 50.5 is the line.
I hate this game. I don't want any part of it. Neither one of these teams are playing for anything. So it's hard to know, you know, are they going to sit guys? Are they going to play guys? How's it going to work out? Give me Denver. Give me the home team here. And get the points, and I guess I'll go with the over because both these defenses are rough right now.
Drew Lock is so horrible. Derek Carr looks like they want going to get him back in this one. Vegas is a better team. I'm taking Vegas. I might take Vegas in my lock as far as my parlay goes, and I'm gonna take the under too, just because, you know, there's might be a little bit of a ground game going on with Vegas, and Denver is just bad. So I'm going to take under in Vegas. Kansas City's hosting the Chargers, 3.5 point to the Chargers. 43.5 is the line.
Yeah, wholesale, you know, benchings for Kansas City, all backups all day. Chargers win this one going away. Chiefs have nothing to play for. This is a bye week for them. Chargers in the under.
I think it'll actually, I think this has the chance to be the opposite end or the perfect ending story for the Chargers, that I think the backups in Kansas City are going to do some work against the Chargers with how bad they've been. I'm going to take Kansas City with some points, and I'm going to take the over that they're going to be able
it's
to do.
It's brutal something. When a JV squad goes and beats your starters. You know,
I think
that it happens is, sometimes too.
I think it's on the table. New Orleans at Carolina. New Orleans, a 6.5 point road favorite. 47.5 is the line. Give me New Orleans and the over.
Yeah, New Orleans in the over two. I mean, this is, we know Chicago is a tough team to play for Green Bay, and New Orleans could get that that bye back. So they got a shot for it. They're going to play for it.
Seattle at San Francisco. Seattle's a 5.5 point favorite. 46.5 is the line. Bogman, I'm going San Francisco and the over. I've got Beathard. I'm pot committed. San Francisco is playing tough. Seattle has been underperforming, though they do match up very, very well. I'm going to take some points, and I'm going to take San Francisco, making it difficult on Seattle.
Run away from this game. I'm not betting this either way with any of my dollars.
I agree with that.
Yeah, since I have to pick here, I'll take Seattle. They got a lot on the line still, and give me the under here because I don't know if they can score, but their defense is outplaying their offense the last month and a half of the season. So give me Seattle. Give me the under.
Final game, Washington at Philly. Washington's a 1.5 point road favorite. 43.5 is the line. Bogman, Washington under. Philly bad. Washington not much better. What's the defining factor? It is the defense for Washington. So give me Washington. Give me the under.
Yeah, I mean, this is everything, too. This is Washington gets into the playoffs with a win here, and the Cowboys and Giants are going to be watching from home, whoever the winner is, to see if they get in the playoffs. If Philly can pull out that win. But I think Washington squeaks this one out. So Washington and the under for me.
When we come back, it's parlay time. I hit my parlay last week. The ITL hit the parlay. See if we can make it two in a row. Don't go anywhere. In this league, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Friendos, it's time for the final segment of Hour 2. It's parlay time. Also, last segment for me. Bubba is coming up here. I imagine Week 17 action, maybe a little baseball. Is that what's on docket?
Yeah, yeah. We'll be talking about the Padres moves, of course. Got to get Bubba's thoughts on that and do our picks again for this week. Bubba's been doing pretty well here.
Bubba and Bogman, Hour 3 coming up, so don't go anywhere. All right, parlays. I hit my parlay last week. So, Bogman, this week, give me Tennessee -7.5 versus Houston because Tennessee got to play for stuff. Houston is a bad team. Tennessee -7.5. Indianapolis -14 because it's against the Jaguars. Also, Indianapolis got to win some games. And the Washington football team is playing for everything on Sunday night versus Philly. Jalen Hurts, a problem, sure, but Washington has to win and get in. I think they are a better team. -1.5. So I'm actually taking all favorites, not going any over-unders because it's a weird, wild week. So again, my parlay is Tennessee, Indy, and Washington. And my lock for ITL is Tennessee -7.5.
Well, we're going to be very similar this week, the Welsh, because my ITL parlay is going to be the Colts. And I'm going to give those 14 points because the Jaguars suck. They are waiting on Trevor Lawrence. They are praying that Trevor Lawrence decides he wants to play in Jacksonville and leaves Clemson after, the college football playoff and all that good stuff. So give me the Colts -14. Give me the Titans as well. They're playing for a playoff spot. So I think they roll right over Houston -7.5. And Dallas is playing for a playoff spot. They won't know if they're in should they win this game until the end of the Sunday night football game. But they're playing for it. They're playing way, way better than the Giants right now, even though I believe they are on the road. Give me those Cowboys on the road to beat the Giants and cross their fingers for a playoff spot. So Indy minus 14, Dallas minus 7.5, Tennessee minus 7.5, Dallas minus 3.
And what's your ITL lock?
Indy minus 14.
So Tennessee 7.5, Indy minus 14. Those are the first two legs of your ITL lock. Coming up in hour three, Bubba will be here to give his third leg. And you got our parlays. Let's make it two. I'm going for two. Let's make it two on the ITL. I'm out of here for now. Don't go anywhere because hour three of ITL is coming up.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.